America's most populous state is still growing, but not as fast as some forecasters predicted. That's because in California, there's been a dramatic drop in the birth rate among Latino families. And as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, it's because many have embraced something that was once taboo in the Latino culture, birth control.
On a workday afternoon, when most people are commuting home, 39-year-old Mercedes Myers is making the rounds at local laundromats in Redwood City, about 25 miles south of San Francisco. She's on the lookout for Latina mothers.
You know, it's easy to get the people in the laundry because everybody needs to wash their clothes.
Myers is part of a group called Promotoras. That's Spanish for promoters. It's an outreach program run by Planned Parenthood to promote reproductive health and family planning.
Mi nombre es Mercedes, okay? Entonces te voy a dar la información.
In a matter of minutes and with very little effort, Myers records a dozen names and phone numbers of Latinas who say they want more information on birth control. They're women such as Ana Santos, a mother of three.
I don't want more. I have three. It's enough. Here, one has to work hard to pay rent and all the bills, because here everything is about money. And then you have to hire babysitters if you're working, and that's why I don't want more children.
Back in her car, Meyer says the receptive attitude she found at this laundromat is typical. She claims mothers realize having fewer children means they can focus on improving the lives of those they already have.
Están pensando también en el futuro, que es bien un punto bien importante.
They're thinking about the future. They're thinking, what will my children do? What I realized is that the people I meet in these settings aren't educated. They don't have a profession. They're concerned about their children's education and hope that they accomplish more than their parents. They want their children to be professionals.
That desire for fewer children is backed up by the new population projections for California. For the past few years, analysts have seen the Latino birth rate drop. Hans Johnson, a demographer at the San Francisco-based Public Policy Institute of California, says in the early 1990s, the average California Latina, statistically speaking, was having just over three children.
Today, it's down to about 2.6. That's a reduction of half a child per woman in a little over 10 years. That might not sound like a lot, but by demographics measures, that's a pretty astounding change in a relatively short period of time.
Johnson says this decline is evident among foreign-born Latinas, and it's even more pronounced for second-generation Latinas.
Those born here, starting to hit childbearing ages, and they tend to have fewer children than their mothers.
My name is Christina Peña-Coli, and I fall right in the middle of six kids.
Peña-Coli is an office manager for a political consultant in Richmond, California. She says coming from a big family influenced her decision to have only two children of her own.
There was a lot of things I didn't see my mother as a woman being able to do. I mean, pretty much I saw her spend most of her life raising children then, and I just wanted a different life for myself.
Demographer Hans Johnson says this lower birth rate is to be expected as more California Latinas are entering the workforce and gaining greater access to education and family planning.
And this is part of the immigrant adaptation or assimilation story, so that this transition across time and across generations is an old story in the United States.
Other researchers say lower fertility rates are seen in all industrialized countries, even in Mexico. The size of the average Mexican family prior to 1970 was about seven children. Today, it's only 2.5 children. As for California, despite the lowered population projections, experts say there will be 15 million more residents in this state by the year 2040. That's close to a 50% increase. And all those new people will create greater demands for schools, roads, and other public services. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.